3 John, verse number 9. 3 John, verse 9. The Bible says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not.
Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ako'y sumulat sa iglesia, ngunit si Diotrephes na nagnanais na maging pangunahin o pinakamataas sa kanila, hindi niya kami tinanggap. Di katulad ni Gaius, opposite ni Gaius, no? So, bukod sa pangalan ni Diotrephes, wala talaga tayong alam sa kanya. Maliban sa nasusulat sa 3 John. Yung pangalang Diotrephes, ang ibig sabihin ng Diotrephes, nourished by Jove. Or Jove nourished. Sino si Jove? Yun yung Diyos-Diyosan ng kapanahunan ng mga Romans, si Jupiter. Nourished by Jupiter. Or Jupiter nourished. So, apart from the letter of 3 John, we really don't know anything else about this man, Diotrephes, except for what's written in the Bible about him here in 3 John. We do know that his name means nourished by Jove. Jove nourished, and Jove stands for Jupiter. So apparently, Diotrephes is a Gentile who got saved and converted, and he also became elevated as a, looks like an officer in a local church. Siguro siya yung pastor ng church na ito, a church somewhere in Asia Minor, where we don't even know what church it is, and I surmise that he is a pastor of a church, but that's even a guess. You know, we really don't know that. But what we do know is what is said about him here in the Bible, and it's not a good report. This Diotrephes doesn't have a good report. So maaari siyang isang Gentile na convert sa Christianity, kaya ngayon pangalan niya, Jove Nourished. Inalagaan ni Jupiter. tapos, nagpastor siya. Hindi naman tinawag ng Diyos, pero sa pita ng laman, naging pastor siya. Sa kagustuhan, sarili niyang kagustuhan. At hindi tunay na tinawag ng Panginoon. Pwede ba yon? Nangyayari ba yon? Yes, nangyayari yon. Kapag kumikilos ang Kristiyano na walang tunay na surrender sa Panginoon at walang tunay na pagsisilbi sa Panginoon, maaaring malindang ang mga Kristiyano. It can happen to a Christian, especially if they're not surrendered to God. They're saved, but they're not surrendered to God, but they want to serve. And Diotrephes is exactly like this. He wants to serve, but he's not surrendered to God. Let me tell you the order. Save, surrender, service. That's the order. Save, surrender, service. Now, you can be saved and serve, but not be surrendered. It won't work. God cannot bless that. And if you're saved, but you're not surrendered, most likely you won't be serving. Okay? So the order is simple. Save, surrender, service. Now, Diotrephes, kung si Gaius, miyembro ng church, na nakapagbigay ligaya kay Juan, si Diotrephes naman, na pastor ng simbahan, malamang, ay nagbigay ng sakit ng ulo kay Juan. So, if Gaius was a blessing to John, Diotrephes was a headache to John. So, Diotrephes ay isang magandang halimbawa ng masamang halimbawa. Diotrephes is a good example of a bad example, if I can say it like that. Maaari pala sa buhay ng Kristiyano na lampasan ang pastor. Pwede pala yun. Yes, hindi tayo naniniwala sa pamunuan ng tao sa simbahan. Dapat si Jesucristo ang pinakamataas sa iglesia at sa buong buhay natin, siya ang pinakamataas, hindi tao. Nagkakamali ang mga Kristiyano kapag tumitingin sila sa halimbawa sa pastor. Yung pastor namin, hindi pwede magkamali yan. Yan, pastor namin, kung anong sinabi niya, yon ang gagawin natin. Now, meron tayong tamang pamamaraan na rinerespeto natin ang leaders natin. Pwede yon. Pero hindi pwedeng sambahan. Hindi pwedeng ilagay yung kanyang salita sa salita ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Never, never, never. Never. We believe in pastoral authority, but we don't elevate man over Jesus Christ. The head of the church is Jesus. The head of the church is Jesus, not man. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18. Anong sabi ng, anong page yan? Colossians chapter 1. 657, page 657, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he, and this is Jesus Christ, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So siya pala, ang dapat si Jesus ang pinakamataas sa iglesia at sa buong buhay natin. Jesus Christ is preeminent, not man. So, una, ang masamang pag-uugali ni Diotrephes. Let's go back to 3 John. Ano ang pag-uugali nitong si Diotrephes? Look at verse number 9. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence. No, yung salitang preeminence dapat kay Jesus Christ lang. Pero itong si Diotrephes, gusto niya, siya ang magkaroon ng pansin sa church. Among them, receiveth us not. So, unang-una, pride ang kasalanan ni Diotrephes. The first sin of Diotrephes is pride. Pagmamataas, pagmamalaki, punong-puno siya ng pride at ambisyon. Sa lahat ng mga leaders sa church, pati na rin sa pastor, dapat sila ay tamang example ng kabanalan at hindi pride. A pastor should first of all be a servant, not preeminent. Dapat sila ay servant. In fact, sa church, dapat lahat ng member servants one to another. Walang pwedeng magsabing, paglingkuran niyo ako. Pastor yan, o worker man lang yan, or member siya. No, all of us serve one another. Nobody is preeminent except Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew chapter 20. The disciples had a problem, exact problem of Diotrephes. John could relate to Diotrephes because John felt the same temptation when he was younger. Look at Matthew chapter number 20. All right. Matthew chapter 20, verse number 25. Matthew 20, 25. But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. Verse 26. But it shall not be so among you. Ah, sa iglesia pala, sa church, it's not going to be the same. The world expects the leader to exercise authority over people. But Jesus said, it shall not be so among you. My church, Jesus' church, Jesus said, will be different from the world. There will be no preeminent man in the church. Look, it says here, But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. Sino ang dakila sa church? Yung nagsaserve. Sila ang dakila. Balang araw, magkakaroon tayo ng nursery. Oh, sino ang magiging worker natin sa nursery? Aalagaan ng mga sanggol. Palitan ng diaper. Nako, tayari na. Tapos na. And by the way, men
bawal pumasok sa nursery. Amen. Amen. Pero yung meron yung mga lalaki, papasok sa nursery. Hindi pwede. No. Bawal pumasok ang men sa nursery. Practical po yun. Kasi meron, hindi lang pinapalitan ng bata, no? Meron pang mga lactation, ganyan. Sa nursery yun. O, sino magsuserve? Ha? Yung gusto mong maging dakila, sila ang magsuserve. Bakit? Sinerve tayo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Kaya service talaga. Maganda nga, pangalan ng church, Service Baptist Church. Ministry Baptist Church. Lahat ng nag-a-attend ng church may ginagawang pagsisilbi para sa isa't isa. Whether it's serving, praying one another, supporting one another, loving one another. Nobody is preeminent except for Jesus Christ. So pride is sin. Kinapupuotan nila ang Diyos, si Jesus. Matuwid sila sa kanilang sariling pananaw. Nais nila na mag-ari ng kayamanan, katanyagan, kapangyarihan. Pride, that's pride. The people who want to be prominent, they want to be known, they want to be popular. No. Isa pa, bawal sa church yung Hollywood. Ano yung Hollywood? Yung mga nagpapasikat. Alam mo yung mga artista? Never na kailangan sila. Never. Pag may problema, ang tinatawag ng tao, police. Yun, kailangan natin. Mga nagsisilbi. Pero yung mga artista? No. Mayayabang, mapagmataas, hindi naman kilala ang... No. 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 We elevate Jesus. Kalimutan nyo na yung mga artista na hindi naman sila nagsisilbi sa tao. Pray natin yung mga police natin, yung mga firefighters natin, yung mga first responders, yung mga ambulansya, yun ang mga kailangan ng tao. Yung mga nagsuserve, sila ang padakilahan natin. Huwag yung basketballista na naglalaro pag Linggo. Dapat naka-church. Anyway, sa Amerika, yung mga sports, napaka-sobra na nila. Sobrang-sobra. Biro mo, Sunday na Sunday, araw ng Panginoon, magfo-football yan. Ilang bilyong dollars binabayaran sila. Pero pag may sunog, sinong tinatawag nila? Yung mga nagbabos, hindi. Yung mga pulis. Yung mga saklolo. Unawaan natin ang tunay na pamumuhay ng Kristiyano. Hindi pa sikat, hindi pa papera, pagsisilbi ang buhay Kristiyano. Look over at pride ay nagre-resulta ng karumihan at ng kasalanan. Sabi ng Panginoon, pride, nilagay niya sa listahan ng mga kasalanan. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Go over to Matthew 7. Jesus lists pride as part of all different kinds of sin. He put pride right in the middle of it. Look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 20. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 20. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? And have done many wonderful works? Then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Bakit? Kasi yung bunga nila, mali. That's the pride. Their fruits, you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 19, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into fire. Fruit. If they don't bear the fruit of the Spirit, they're not of God. They're not of the Lord. It's pride. It's pride. Nagiging matigas ang tao dahil sa pride. Bakit yung ibang tao matigas? Pride. Pero hayaan mo, ang laban natin hindi naman sa laman. Pag-pray mo lang ang matigas, pakita mo ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanila, bigyan mo sila ng Bible palagi, at iabot mo ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanila. Ang Diyos, etong salita ng Diyos ay parang martilyo. Binubugbog niya ang pride ng tao. At kapag sinabi ng Panginoon, gagamitin niya ng Diyos. God will use the hammer of the Word of God to beat down the pride of man. This can break the hardest hearts. The Word of God will do that. Now, go over to 3 John in verse number 9. Diotrephes loveth to have preeminence. And it says among them, among the church, he receiveth us not. Hindi kami tinanggap. Yung patutuo ng turo ng apostol, hindi tinanggap. Maging yung persona ng apostol, hindi tinanggap. Hindi rin niya tinanggap yung kanilang mga missionary, gaya ng pagtanggap ni Gaius sa mga missionary. Diotrephes had a problem. Now, bakit kaya itong pastor na ito, parang nag-reject niya yung apostol? Ah, sa palagay ko lang ito, I think I know why Diotrephes rejected John. I'm not saying this is the reason. I'm just imagining. Siguro, nahirapan si Diotrephes na magpastor kasi si Juan ay tunay na alagad ng Diyos at maka-Diyos at hindi siya takot na sabihin kung ano ang tama at ano ang mali. Pero si Diotrephes, gusto niya, popular siya, ayaw niyang magsabi, ito ang tama, ito ang mali, ito ang dapat natin gawin. Ano siya, kumbaga, peacemaker lang siya. Eh, si John naman, talagang Bible eh. So, mahihirapan si Diotrephes, kaya hindi niya tinanggap si John. Bukod doon, nahirapan talaga yung mga Kristiyano nung kapanahon na ito, kasi hindi legal ang pagiging Kristiyano. So, si John, yan, sasabihin niya, I'm a Christian! Si Diotrephes naman, tahimik. Baka pasukan tayo dito. Oh, so I can see why Diotrephes doesn't want John and his leadership, but it's no excuse. Diotrephes should have received John. He should have received the teaching of the Word of God. He is the pastor. I imagine him to be the pastor. He should have received it. Just like Gaius received the missionaries and received John and received and became a fellow helper, Diotrephes should have been a fellow helper too. Look at verse number 10. There's another thing that Diotrephes did. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us. Ano yung prating? Prating against us. Yung ibig sabihin ng prating, to babble, pananalita, or to trifle, ibig sabihin, paninira sa pamamagitan ng salita. So, naninira ng tao ay si Diotrephes. Against us with malicious words. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible. Malicious words. Hurtful words. Mga salita na nakakasakit. Mga pananalita na nakakadulot ng sakit. You know, let's be careful with what we say na edifying yung mga sinasabi natin. Huwag yung mga paninira. Nakakasakit. Words do hurt. Malicious words can hurt. And instead of prating and using malicious words, we should speak gracious words. Words that will build up. Words that will encourage. Alam mo, marami ng bad words sa mundo. Huwag na nating ilagay sa church ang bad words. Bad spirit. Edifying words. Look at verse number 10. Verse number 10. Malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Tinanggal niya, pinatalsik niya sa simbahan ng mga kapatiran na galing sa church na kung saan naglingkod si Juan. So sapat na masama kung naapektuhan. Kung ikaw lang ang naapektuhan ng iyong kasalanan, wala masyadong problema yon. Ang problema, yung pride niya at yung malicious words niya, naapektuhan yung ibang mga members, napatalsik din sila. Pati rin si Juan. So, dagdag sa problema, ang pag-aapekto ng problema na ito, maaari palang madamay ang iba. We have to be careful with our sins. Why? Because our sins can affect others. Our sins can affect others. Abusado itong si Diotrephes sa otoridad at gawain ng pastor. Ang pastor ay dapat na siya ang number one servant sa church.
Pero pag yung pastor naging malaki ang ulo niya, ito ang gagawin natin. Gusto ko ganito, gusto ko ganyan. Pag hindi ka sumunod, alis ka na. Ganon. That is a wolf. Hindi na yung pastor. Lobo na yon. Ang pastor dapat servant. Humble servant. Maging din members. Humble service. Service to the Lord. We serve because we're surrendered to God. And that's the plan. Save, surrender, service. So, ano ang tamang solusyon ni Juan? Tingnan mo ang solusyon ni Juan. Maaaring tawagin ni Juan si Diotrephes sa kanyang opisina. Pwede niyang hamunin si Diotrephes. Kasi siya ay isang apostol. Yun ba ang ginawa ni Juan? No. Pinarangalan niya ang Panginoon at dadalhin niya si Diotrephes sa tamang otoridad sa loob ng kanyang iglesia o simbahan. Tingnan mo ang sinabi niya doon. Verse number 10. Wherefore, if I come, pagdating ko doon, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, doth he himself to receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Isusumbong ko siya sa church, sabi ni John. Alam mo si John, may authority yan. Hindi lang siya pastor. Hindi lang siya missionary. Siya ay apostol. Kung gusto talaga ni John sabihin, oy, Diotrephes, tanggal ka na dyan. Pwede. Kaya lang, may order talaga ang Panginoon. Ang authority, hindi sa tao. Nasa church po yun. Kaya sabi ni John, pagdating ko dyan, kay Diotrephes, dadalhin ko siya sa church para yung church ang mag-i-examine sa kanya at makikita nila na siya ay isang malaking ulo na kailangan tanggalin sa pwesto. That's the order. I hope you see the authority is not person to person, it's the church. If you have a problem, the Bible says, bring it before the church. The church will decide and the church will be guided by God to choose the right thing. John could have used and flexed his muscles and said, I'm an apostle. But John said, no, I'm going to visit the church and I'm going to report Diotrephes to the church. And the church is the place of authority. So dito natin makikita ang otoridad o pagsasarili ng iglesia. The authority is vested in the church. Kaya tayo ay independent. Independent Baptist tayo. Ibig sabihin, wala tayong authority na nagsasabi sa atin, etong gagawin natin, ganun. Wala tayong headquarters. Hindi tayo katulad ng Vatican. Sila, may headquarters sila. Yung iglesia ni Cristo, may headquarters din. Meron silang apostol, di ba? O may pinuno yan. Yung Catholic may papa. Yung Mormon may apostol yon. Amerikano pa nga eh. Yung mga apostol, Hudyo. Anyway. Yung Saksi ni Jehovah, meron yang headquarters. Ano yung headquarters nila? Watchtower Tract Bible Society, galing sa New York pa. Yung Iglesia ni Cristo, meron silang leader. At yung sinasabi ng leader, yun ang magagawa sa lahat ng mga iglesia. Pero sa Bible, ang bawat iglesia ay tumatayo sa kanilang sariling authority. Walang namumuno. Walang namumuno. Pwede silang mag-fellowship, pwedeng sumama, pero hindi pwedeng sabihin ito, etong gagawin ninyo. At susunod naman ito. Hindi ganun. No, merong pagsasarili ang bawat na mga iglesia. Kasi, body of Christ yan dito, body of Christ yan dito. Isa lang ang ulo nila, si Jesus Christ. Now, ang problema ni Diotrephes ay hindi dulot ng kanyang pangalan, kundi dahil sa kanyang pag-uugali. Mayroon siyang paglalait o paghahamak sa otoridad ng Diyos, sa apostol, sa sulat, at sa mga kapatiran. Yun ang problema nitong si Diotrephes. Diotrephes' problem is not his name. It's not because he's a Gentile convert. No, his problem is pride, and he has a problem with authority. Authority. Hindi naman natin alam kung bakit ganito ang nangyari. Maaaring nahirapan si Diotrephes sa pagpapastor. Tapos, syempre, sinasabi niya, nahirapan ako dahil kay Juan. Pero, ang totoo, meron siyang problema sa authority. So, gayon pa man, walang dahilan na maaaring gamitin sa ganitong pag-uugali. This does not excuse Diotrephes' attitude against authority. Sa tulong ng Panginoong Hesus, nawa, matutunan natin na maglingkod sa Diyos, na may kagalakan, katulad ni Gaius, at hindi katulad ni Diotrephes. Let's avoid the spirit, the attitude of Diotrephes. Never have pride. No look, we don't look for people to be exalted. We want Jesus Christ to be exalted and His name proclaimed. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And something very important for us to consider. Spirit of Diotrephes. We don't want that attitude. We don't need that attitude. We're saved. We surrender. And then we serve with joy. It's a blessing to serve the Lord. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the warnings and the teachings of the word, so that we know exactly how we're supposed to behave in the house of God. And I pray, Father, you would strengthen us, Lord, and that, Lord, we would change so that we can exceed the standards of man. And by the Holy Spirit power and through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be pleasing unto you, Lord. And we ask for your blessing this week for each and every one here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.